Last week I read a reading that reminded us or set the course for the season of Pentecost that we're in. And it was from our Christian church calendar that many of us on staff and some of the people in the church have been using, and there's a copy of this calendar on the back bulletin board in the foyer. But in that calendar, when it talks about the season after Pentecost, one of the writers writes, "The gift of the Holy Spirit prompts and guides the response of the Christian community through a long season of growth in discipleship and service. The church has been gifted with all that it needs to proclaim and participate in God's mission to and for the world. We are freed from fear in all its manifestations, our heart and will shaped by the compassion and love of the Trinity." The church has been gifted with all it needs to proclaim and participate in God's mission to and for the world. Today I want to talk about the gift of the Trinity. And since it's Trinity Sunday, let's recognize and celebrate this truth that we, as the people of God, the church, have been gifted with all it needs. And we've been gifted from the Trinity. And we live in the story of a God who is always giving, always sending, and a God who lives in community. So today, a trio of Trinitarian gifts. A trio of Trinitarian gifts. And the first gift is this. We are given a Trinitarian identity. And from our text in Romans 8 today in verse 14, we read, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." A Trinitarian identity. As we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, we better understand our identity. And this happens individually. God names us individually, but God also names us corporately. And today, the name that I want to focus on corporately is we being the children of God. We being a people who have purpose, a people who have life, a people who have a destiny because of our calling as the children of God. And we live in a culture where many people feel empty, many people feel unknown, many people feel unnamed. And yet the gift of the Trinity that we can embrace today is this gift of a Trinitarian identity, of a Trinity who gifts us with an identity, a way of being named, a way of being known. We're blessed because we know who we are. We need not look any further for fulfillment or pleasure outside of God naming us as daughters and sons. No matter what age we are, we can know that God is very fond of us. And so today, even in our child blessing with Harrison, we get to celebrate Harrison being a child of God amongst us. He has a hope. He has a future. And we as this community of faith have committed to walk with Harrison and the Strom family in this journey of faith and identity. I love 1 John 3, where John writes, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are." So today, First Baptist Edmonton, this community of faith, can we embrace this Trinitarian identity? This identity that's given to us by the community of the Trinity, that we are children of God. Yes, we're a mess of people. We come from stories of joy or stories of sorrow this week. But our identity is one of being the beloved of God. Secondly, in this Trinity, trio of Trinitarian gifts, we have from the Trinity an intimacy. So we're given identity and we're given intimacy. We have a God who perfectly parents us. In Romans 8:15, we've read, "You have received a spirit of adoption." We cry, "Abba." A God who perfectly parents us. Now, I'm pretty careful when I use "perfectly parent," because we don't always easily jump to perfect parent models in our lives. And those of us who might be parents might wonder if we are very good or perfect parent models. But God is bigger than what we can imagine in terms of parent models. And as we press and push deeper into the Trinitarian community of God, we can be assured of a God who's not only interested, but seeks relationship. He seeks relationship with us because he lives in relationship. And so even today, as you continue to worship and as you continue to remember that it's Trinity Sunday, what does it mean to have this intimate relationship with a God who lives in community himself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and invites us into that community? Maybe today it's being drawn to that parent image of God, or maybe it's being drawn into the Christ life, or maybe today it's being reacquainted with the Holy Spirit who we talked about last Sunday on Pentecost Sunday. So we have an identity. We have an intimacy, these gifts given by the Trinity. Thirdly, I want to say we have a trajectory. In Romans 8:17, Paul writes, "If children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him." That last part caught me this week. If in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. We have this journey that comes out of our identity and our intimacy. This journey that's not just all Hallmark card isms. It's all not nice isms all the time. It's a journey of joy and sorrow. And the fullness of being human is this fullness of being able to experience this mess of joy and sorrow. And so when we recognize that sorrow is a part of our lives, we aren't surprised when we're faced with sorrow or pain. Because in this partnership with Christ, in this suffering that Christ suffers with us, we somehow get glimpses of joy and somehow get glimpses of glory. We suffer with him that we also might be glorified with him. So on this Trinity Sunday, I want us to try and embrace this identity that we have because of this community of God. This intimacy we can have because of this community of God. And this trajectory, this journey of joy and sorrow that we are on because of this relationship with a three-in-one God. So even as we pray today, and I want to invite you for one moment of silent prayer to see which one of those three words might interact with your life today. Are you needing identity? Are you needing to be named and known by this God? Or today, maybe it's a challenge to step deeper into intimacy with God. And there were about 10 of us who gathered this morning before service to talk about spiritual formation. And we talked about this idea of what do we do to create space in our lives to allow God to speak to us, to allow ourselves to be known, to allow ourselves to be named, to allow ourselves to hear us being called the beloved. And we talked about some of the spiritual disciplines that we might practice. And so I invite you to continue in that kind of a conversation of how does God form us spiritually and be intimate with us. And I think part of the answer is cultivating times of spiritual practice, spiritual discipline, but also having spiritual companionship in our lives. Or maybe today as you're praying silently, maybe God would remind you that you are on this journey of joy and sorrow, a trajectory that, yes, moves to this future glory where we will know him face to face, but for now is filled with suffering and sadness. And yet even in the midst of that suffering and sadness today, we believe in a Christ who suffers with us, journeys with us. I found a good Trinitarian poem this week. "Glory of the Trinity, beauty of divinity, gracing humanity. God of all mystery, improbable history, unity, community. Holy simplicity, present in nativity, celebrate the Trinity. So as we pray today, I invite you to receive the identity or the intimacy or the trajectory that God gifts you today through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you are welcomed in by this community of God, that you are nurtured and invited to be nurtured by this community of God. And this God meets you today where you're at. So you don't need to conjure up the good enoughs to come to God today, or even as we prepare for the table, to come to the table of the Lord. You are welcome. Welcome in to the gifts of the Trinity. Let's pray and listen for how God might be speaking us today, and then I will close with a short prayer after that. Three in one God, as we continue to move through this day and this week, may we hear you inviting us into relationship with you. May we hear anew our name. May we hear anew being called beloved. May we know your partnership with us in joy and suffering. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Amen.